We live a world of ongoing change, a world of cause-effect that, if I say it this way, radiates in all directions, causes in all realms, causes effects, so that right now we encounter these ongoing changes, so-called outside, so-called inside, so-called to others, so-called to us, physically, mentally, emotionally. And our life is living these, responding these, and doing so in a way that supports and nurtures who we fundamentally are, who and what, in every way, not just fundamentally. Fundamentally doesn't exclude other forms. In every way, we are. We means so-called I am. We means so-called other beings that I encounter are. We live in a world of events occurring and disappearing, and we need to respond beyond the ideas and self-centeredness that we want to react from, that our habits of body, mind want to react from, because our reactions, our habits, include us doing to others what we would never wish to be done to us. Doing to others in actions and with words, and even so-called internally with emotion, mind, habits, and reactions, what we would never wish to be done to us. And what is equally sad, and you could even say worse, is that sometimes, and I would say not just sometimes, but much of the time, we even do that to our self, to our so-called self, whether internally or externally. Judge, habitually react with greed and anger to ourself and to others in ways that we would never wish to be done when we could look at it, and yet we do it because we see the consequences. We see the consequences of anger, greed, reactiveness, blaming, judging, because we are sure that the changes in the world should go the way we want them to, and they go the way they go. So we punish ourselves and punish others. We justify ourselves and justify others. See, that's what Dogen is talking about when he says, when the self advances and confirms the 10,000 things is delusion. That's what Dogen is talking about. That's the Buddha's teaching of how self-centeredness, greed, anger, and delusions of various forms gives rise to dukkha, to the inherent unsatisfyingness of changing conditions, unsatisfying to self-centeredness, unable to satisfy self-centeredness. And as I've mentioned before, Jewish tradition, the sage Hillel says that the whole of the teaching of the Torah is contained in what is hateful to you, do not do to others, to your neighbor, to yourself even, and yet we do it. And despite in saying this as a prohibition, what not to do, which is the beginning for us, because we so habitually react doing these things. This, of course, builds on an earlier commandment, if I say it that way, in the Hebrew Bible, in what's called Leviticus in English, in Vayikra in Hebrew, where the Bible says, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," you should love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Of course, your neighbor isn't yourself. Even some habits of body mind of our own, we consider so-called not ourself. And yet our task is, even if you say it's not yourself, we should do it as if it was truthfully, it is ourself. Truthfully, it is ourself. But it's enough to tell us to do as ourself. Then maybe one day we'll come to see it, that it truly is ourself. That's what forgetting self, being awakened by 10,000 things, we discover that it's truly myriad dharmas, the whole universe advances and confirms self, as long as we don't get stuck and hold to all sorts of ideas of self, all sorts of entanglements. Then we can be this very place as the Buddha land, this very body, this very body life is the body life of the Buddha. Please, I've said a few words to encourage our practice, our ongoing practice in the midst of ongoing change of living this way. Since I mentioned the Jewish tradition, let me end with not only that this very place is the Buddha land, this very body is the body of the Buddha, this very life is the life of the Buddha, but there's a Hasidic song which states that the Messiah is ready to come right now. It's not some future Messiah coming at some future time. The lotus land of purity of the Messiah is right now. It only needs us to love neighbor as self. If we love our neighbor as ourself, then right here the Messiah has arrived. Right here the Buddha land and Buddha life is manifest. Our Bodhisattva opportunity nourishes us and everyone, all beings that we encounter, liberates all beings and all life that we encounter. So please, live your practice. Live your Buddha life. Thank you.